because we had already gotten engaged unofficially. So he wanted me to take the ring that night. He wanted to put it on my finger. And I wouldn't take it because I was the baby of the family, and my dad was very strict with me. And I thought, I was 16, I thought, oh, if I take this ring and get engaged, oh, my dad's going to have a fit. And I just wouldn't take it. I was afraid to take it. So then he said, well, I have to do my time in the Army, or the service. Yeah. So we're not going, and he wanted to get married right away. If we're not going to, you know, you're not going to take the ring and we're not going to get married right now, I'm going to go ahead and sign up and do the time in the Army, and then they'll pay for the rest of my schooling. Mm-hmm. So before he left to go in the Army, I said, I want that ring on my finger. So
that's right.
I wanted it. I wanted to marry him, but I was just afraid my dad wouldn't like it, and he probably would have been fine with it, but one of my old sister, just older than me, got married at 16, and he wasn't real happy.
Mm-hmm. Was that something normal? A lot of people get married that young?
Yeah, my mother got married at 15. Oh. Yeah, but later on, they were having fits, you know. Mm-hmm. Anybody, and now, you know, you're in school, have a fit. You wanted to get married young.
Tell her how old, I mean, not how old, tell her when your grandfather was born. This is very interesting.
My grandfather, my mother's father, was born in 1846. He served in the Civil War, and his picture is with a group of, I guess, his
veterans,
yeah. Group of veterans is now hanging in Longhorn Restaurant in the back, mm-hmm. backs up to the women's restroom. And he's the one that found it on there.
And this was a group of soldiers meeting for kind of a reunion in 1913. So that meant if he was born in 1846 and the Civil War started in 1860, I believe, and about 1864 or 5, that meant that he probably was serving at the age of 16 or 17 years old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Took him young, man.
But it's kind of interesting. Just think about it. I bet you got a grandfather, and was he born 160-something years ago?
They were in America, line.
They were. Well, they're still born, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. No. They just weren't American serving in the Civil War, but they were. Oh, goodness. I keep losing my train of thought. You have good stories. I just can't. I forget what I was going for. What am I thinking about? What was it like during the war when people went away from the Army? Was did a lot of boys from the area go off to the Army at that time? Did you? What was being around like?
Yes.
A lot of people have significant others, you know, their boyfriends off in the Army, and other girls.
Yeah. Two of my brothers served. One brother was turned down because he had a large carbuncle, they called him then, on his neck. He was turned down because of that. My second brother, I don't recall why he didn't serve. But my oldest brother served in the Navy, but he got a cancer, a brain tumor, and he died when he was 30. And he left a wife and two little girls, a year and a half and three. But then my other brother that served, I remember